Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here is my review of Come Back, Little Sheba. Come Back, Little Sheba by William Ng, directed by David Cromer, produced by Shattered Globe Theater at Victory Gardens Theater. Ng's classic In Good Hands in Shattered Globe production. William Ng's most popular play, Come Back, Little Sheba, written in 1950, was a tour de force for Shirley Booth on Broadway. Director David Cromer's tight and emotionally wrenching production is a showcase for the immense talents of Linda Reeder and John Judd as Lola and Doc Delaney. With an authentic 1950 set designed by Kevin Hagen that has a living room and a green wood panel kitchen, complete with an old gas stove, small refrigerator, and working sink, reminds us of the past. The play deals with Doc, played by John Judd, a recovering alcoholic who has been dry for almost a year. He is a pleasant, accommodating, and formal fellow, while Lola, Linda Reeder, his lonely wife, is stuck in the past, and their boarder, Maria, played by Maggie Corbett, a vivacious art student whose sexual encounters fuel the drama. Lola is stuck in a loveless marriage with Doc for 25 years since she got pregnant by Doc at age 18 and married out of wedlock. Her family disowned her after her shotgun marriage. Doc started drinking after Lola lost a baby, and Lola escaped into a shattered fantasies of the romantic dreams. Lola is mired in the past. Both her and Doc try to father and mother Maria, the lusty young art student who has sex with a stud athlete, Turk, played by Jace Ryan. Maria is a free-spirited, determined to have her sexual play before settling down in a marriage. We see that Doc has a conservative, even puritanical morals about sex, and he wishes Maria to behave correctly. There are hints that Doc may have a thing for the young beauty. Lola is living her failed marriage through dreams and vicariously sharing Maria's sexual adventures. She sneaks a look at Maria and Turk. Turk is posing with a lance for an art class. Doc discovers that Maria has shacked up with Turk overnight, and his shattered image of the young female innocence is verified. In his rage, he turns back into the bottle to escape from more broken dreams in his life. The dramatic drunken scenes are powerful and scary as John Judd's Doc turns into a nasty, violent drunk. Linda Reeder's steady, measured Lola slowly unfolds her loneliness and her desperation as she constantly leans out the window and shouts, "Come back, little Sheba," in a desperate hope that her long-gone puppy will come running into her arms. This groundbreaking domestic drama set the stage for realistic kitchen sink plays to follow. William Ng's dramatizes the emotional struggles of ordinary people as they suffer from loveless marriages that make life dreary, trapping the victims into their past glories. This play may be a tad dated, but David Cromer's pacing builds the tension to explode, garnering all the emotional pain contained. We empathize with Lola, as most of us know someone like her who got stuck in a loveless marriage. Shattered Globe once more demonstrates that they are one of Chicago's finest equity theater companies. This is a terrific play. My rating on this show is highly recommended. It is Come Back, Little Sheba, produced by Shattered Globe at Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. Call 773-871-3000. The running time is 2 hours with intermission. Once more, the phone number is 773-871-3000. And this is Tom Williams. Say thank you for listening and go see a play this week.